The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. This is Brightside's Morning Comics. Today's Friday, March 27th. I'm DJ. If you're a regular listener, I hope you enjoyed yesterday's podcast, having John back this week. That was great. I was really excited to talk to him again. Today, by myself again, just have a few things to touch on before I get to some exciting news. If you don't follow us on Twitter, I put it out on Twitter last night, so we'll get to that at the end. But first and foremost, I'm really enjoying the feedback. Talking to John off air, even on the air yesterday, he is a store owner. The whole purpose of me doing this morning podcast was to bring awareness to, we need to support our local stores, comic book stores. And in one podcast, I mentioned how we need to support all the stores and how that symbiotic effect and everything. But what I really like is, I'm hearing other podcasts in the Nerdy Legion, outside the Nerdy Legion, comic book fans are all coming together and they are talking about this. And it's not just us. Listening to Valiant Central yesterday and listening to Martin, and people having different opinions, and it doesn't necessarily coincide with the best interests of a comic book store, but it really does. Because, like, for instance, Martin had an opinion that he maybe thought maybe the comic book store owners wouldn't agree with. But you know what? Talking to him privately, he come to find out that they're more in agreement than he even thought. And it's not that comic book stores, they don't want a handout. They don't want this. They just want things to stay the way they're progressing. Okay. So for instance, that whole debate of digital versus physical media. And as John said yesterday, we know that digital is coming. They know that digital is coming. But my biggest fear starting this, and I think a lot of comic book stores fear, is that, yes, there is an evolution there. There is an evolution that is going to take place. But what we didn't want to have happen was, we didn't want the evolution to be accelerated because of this, because of the coronavirus. And it's not that, as John said yesterday, everybody knows digital exists, but what you didn't want to have happen is that after this was all over, there was a precipitous drop off in foot traffic because everybody realized, oh, I can just do this digitally. And what's making John feel better, make me feel better, is that I'm seeing that more and more people are talking about that, and people are aware of it, and people are, you know, comic book fans are helping out. And they're not giving handouts. We're not giving handouts. All we're asking and all people are doing is just buying product. That's how it works. And I'm very encouraged by how things are going. I love the feedback that we're getting, but I also love hearing everybody else talk about it. And I know we're not the only ones, but it's just very encouraging, and it's fun to hear about too, because you really, everybody's coming together. And we're talking comic books here, but in the movie theater industry, people are talking about that, and in the restaurant industry, people are talking about that, and everybody's kind of coming together. Of course, you go on Twitter and you can get angry because there's people that are arguing about things, and this isn't the time for that. But more and more people are coming together. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's unfortunate it takes stuff like this for us to see how many people really do, you know, want to work together. And, you know, but it's times like these where you see really what we're made of. And it's been very positive so far in a pretty discouraging time. So my original idea for a topic this morning was going to be Batman Beyond. Not necessarily the series, the book, definitely not the animated series, but I started reading Batman Beyond at issue 40 because of the reveal. you know, the news around the comic book world was there was going to be a big reveal. We were finally going to figure out who Batwoman was in the Batman Beyond universe. And so I picked it up. I thought it would be an interesting read, and I really enjoyed it. It was fun. I found out who it was. I won't say, you know, I don't want to do spoilers or anything like that, because my whole idea of this topic was this is a great time for people to start buying books the way I did when I was a kid, the way we used to do when we were kids. It's, you just started in the middle. You didn't have to start at number one. There was, you know, it was almost impossible to start Spider-Man number one when I was a kid. You just went to your spinner rack, you grabbed a book and you read it. You might not even pick it up the next month. You just kept buying. I didn't have a comic book store when I was a kid. So pick something up in the middle, something that strikes you. I've had people ask me, what's a good book? I'm just getting into comics. What can I read? And my advice is always just go in. Go into the store, talk to people, look around, what piece of art strikes you, and that's how you get your feet wet. And I think we kind of lose sight of that once we get into these stories and you want to be involved in the story, you want to know everything about it. And now's a great time that if you've been a fan forever, it just go in and look at something from whenever and just look at a piece of art and be like, oh, I'll grab this. Maybe you'll get into it. Maybe you won't. But it's a great opportunity for us as readers to expand, and it's also a great way to support the stores when your stores open back up if they're closed now. I enjoyed Batman Beyond so much, I added it to my pull list. 42 came out this week. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying the series. It's a fun series. It's probably not something I would have read otherwise, but this was a while ago, obviously long before this, when 40 came out. So just thought, you know, that's an idea. I'll be talking about other books when I get other days when I'm by myself, but let's get to the big news. So tomorrow morning, Saturday, March 28th, John will be back with me and we're going to watch an episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. If you have Disney Plus, all you're going to do is you're put on our podcast. We're going to talk for a little bit at the beginning. We'll talk about which episode we're doing. I don't know, whatever. We're going to talk. It's a podcast. Then we'll cue it up together. We're going to tell you when we hit play, you hit play, and we're going to do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 type deal where we just talk about the show while it's going on. Probably going to be a lot of reminiscing because I have already ideas. I'm getting nostalgic just thinking about it. This Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends was a staple of my Saturday morning when I was a kid. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know John's really looking forward to it. Hope you guys like it. We'll see how it plays out. You know, it's tough. It's a podcast. We can't just stop talking and watch because we're not allowed to play it. I'll probably play the open of the show, but we're not allowed to play the show. So if we just stop and watch, you guys will just be sitting there staring at your TVs and listening to dead air. So that's no fun. So it's going to be interesting on our part. Hope we entertain you guys, but check that out and we'll see where that goes in the future. Who knows? But that's all I've got for today. It's Friday. I was expecting it to be raining today, but it's actually beautiful out. So I've got to get to work because I'm actually allowed to work. So I got to get my work in when I can. But if you have any ideas on any other topics for morning comics, let me know at brightside_chat on Twitter, or you can email me at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Hey, check out all the great podcasts on Nerdy Legion. There's a ton. I was telling you about Valiant Comics. I'm going to be having Freddie from Indie Alley on next week. There's great, great podcast there. What have you listened to this week? Comic Talk Today. This, you're a comic book fan. Nerdy Legion's where it's at. And there's an actually pretty good home theater podcast there too. So have a great Friday. I will be back with John tomorrow and I'll see you then. Hey Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.